If you like what we're doing here, Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that looks good in a tracksuit, Jay, and with me is my swole mate, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
You know, looking just flexing over here, Jay.
Oh, dang, your shirt just broke.
No, just looking up at my delts, Jay.
Defined. And your traps.
Exactly.
And I'm doing the lap pose or whatever it's called. And what anime did we work out to this week, Aaron?
We watched the Gym Rat classic. How heavy are the dumbbells you lift?
All right. And do you have the synopsis ready?
I do. And did I get the name correct? 100%. I'm pretty sure I did.
I think so.
I'm pretty proud of myself there. Hibiki Sakura is a second year high school girl who has a voracious appetite. This habit leads to her gaining weight. Once this is brought to her attention, she reluctantly thinks about joining the Silverman Gym. At the gym, Hibiki finds out that Akemi Soryuan, a schoolmate of hers, is also thinking about joining. Upon meeting Naruzo Machio, one of the trainers, she falls head over heels in love with him and joins the gym. Motivated, Hibiki vows to lose weight.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Pretty much it, Jay. Uh-huh. Do you have the facts, Jane?
Yes. So, How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift is a sports comedy anime released in 2019. There are 12 episodes. This is based on the manga written by Yabako Sandrovich. It's a weird last name for a Japanese dude. He only has one other manga that he's done. It's called Kengan Asura, and it's like a martial arts manga. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but did you know that one of the characters from How Heavy Are Your Dumbbells is actually in that manga?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the teacher who's married.
Oh, really?
She's like the mom of like the main character in that series.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you know what that is about?
I have no idea. Do you know?
So it's like an alternate world where business like deals and stuff like that are handled with martial arts.
That's pretty cool.
So like if you want to like do some sort of like a contract, you have to hire some sort of fighter. And then the main character is like known as is like the best fighter. And cool. And now that you mentioned that that girl is a character in that manga.
Mm-hmm.
It's also an anime. I heard the manga is way better though. The art style for like when they're like kind of more macho-ish,
uh-huh,
that we see sometimes in the anime, or it's the kind of like the art style of that manga.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's a little references to his other works. This is directed by Mitsui Yamazaki, and he's also directed Monthly Girls Nozaki-kun, Hakaenden, Eight Dogs of the East, and Sleeping Princess in the Demon Castle. Ever heard of any of those?
I know Monthly Girls Nozaki-kun or whatever. I've heard of that.
Yeah, that one actually has two seasons. I think Hakaenden also has two seasons. I'm not sure about the Sleeping Princess. I know what that one's about. Like it's a demon kidnaps a princess and she has a what is it when you can't sleep?
Sleep paralysis? Condition. Oh, no.
Insomnia.
Insomnia, yeah.
Yeah. So she's like bored all the time and she has insomnia. So I guess the whole show is about her trying to sleep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The studio is Doga Kobo, and they've done anime such as New Game, Anima Yell, which is a cheerleading anime. And I think this one, you know, it's The Helpful Fox Senkoku-san.
Yeah, I really want to check that out eventually.
Yeah, that one seems like it's a really fun cute time. Yeah. Sounds like super, super cute.
Yeah.
This is licensed by Funimation in North America. The music is done by Yukari Hashimoto. And she's done a couple anime that we've done. Most recently, Toradora. She's did the music for that one. And Sankureya Undying Love. And an anime that I talked about that we haven't covered before, it's If Her Flag Breaks. We've talked about that anime before.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one where the guy can see the future, but he sees it as flags, like in a dating sim or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like something we should check out eventually. The opening song is called Onigai Muscle, and it's sung by Ai Farouz. Her name is kind of hard. Fair Aus, and that's the voice actor for Hibiki. And Kaito Ishikawa, who's the voice actor for Machio. And the ending song is called Macho A Name, and it's also sung by Ishikawa, the voice actor for Machio. And as for cross media, there's only the manga. There's nothing other. There's no other stuff. I mean, there might be like t-shirts and DVDs, but
there's no dumbbells, branded dumbbells. That'd be pretty cool.
I know, that'd be really cool. a lap machine or a bench press thing.
Mm-hmm.
A bench. Is it just called a bench?
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, so do you have anything general you want to talk about before
let's talk about the music real quick.
Oh, yeah.
God, where do I want to start? I think let's talk about the general music first.
Yeah.
I had real, like... I heard Tagaki-san type of music, like, in my head, like, the whole time.
Yeah. Very, so, very in the background, the music.
Very fluty, too, especially, like, the opening.
Yeah.
A lot of winds. That's why I really liked it. The opening, banger. Oh my goodness.
Love the opening.
Oh my goodness, I love the opening so much.
Yeah, it's really good. My favorite part of the opening is just all the exercises that they say.
Oh, yeah.
Like bench press or freaking dumbbell curl.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I love it. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the words to it are, like, really, really funny, too.
Mm-hmm. I like the ending song as well. The macho, macho, kimi na wa macho, macho, macho.
Is this supposed to invoke, village people? That's what every time I thought about it.
Maybe. It's like a kind of like an homage or something to
To Macho like, Man.
Yeah, it does sound like it.
Yeah, like at points it super sounds like it. There was another song in there too where it sounded like a reference to another song, and I just can't remember what it was. But it was really funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, General, you have anything general you want to talk about?
You know, speaking of references, I really love like the cameo, like fake actors that are in this anime.
Yeah, the fake Arnold and the fake
Jason Statham.
I know they're not called that in the Japanese version, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's Barnold Schwarzenegger.
In the Japanese, it's like I think it's still like. Kind of like Arnold, but it's like Arnold something hella long. I seen it when I was looking through the characters earlier.
Oh, okay.
But I thought it was really, really funny. It was really smart.
I really like the part where they're like the girl was like, oh, I think I did see a movie from him that where you went back in time or saved some kid. And I was like, oh, no, you're thinking of, you might be thinking of my friend.
I know. I thought the writing in this anime, at least the localization, was kind of weak in points.
Yeah, I mean, this anime was like filled with like modern Gen Z. I don't even know if it's Gen Z or millennial slang, but it was kind of
like to me. Like you mentioned like Swole Mate. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah,
but I was like, oh, no one says that. like, oh, we gotta go to the gym to get swole. It's like what the kids call it, swole. I was like, oh man, it's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really weird, cringy lingo.
Yeah, gonna get like I think you mentioned before we started I think one of them says, like, I got to get hot AF or something.
Yeah, hot AF, lit AF or something.
Yeah. And then I remember somebody was, like, ghosting somebody.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's only, like, in the first couple episodes where it's, like, really bad. And then it kind of calms down later on.
Or we kind of get used to it. Something like one or the other.
Yeah, the initial shock of it goes away. But yeah. I thought it was really funny. I really like the calorie counting in this anime.
Really? I did not like it.
You didn't? Why not?
Because, I don't know, it just kind of... Calorie counting in general is not very healthy for you.
Right.
And just, like, having the calories on there is, like... It's, like, prodding, like, oh, you shouldn't be eating this, you know. It's, like, look how many calories it is or something.
I know, I thought it was real neat just to be pointing out, like, oh, like, what she's eating, that's how many calories are in it.
Yeah, I guess
always,
that
like,
is.
Usually, like, it's not the focus of the scene that she's eating. It is like she's like eating in the scene, and it's like, oh, well, this is how much she's eating.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I do like about Hibiki is how she doesn't care about what she eats. It's like kind of similar to like why my wife works out is this so that she could eat whatever she wants,
right?
And not really worry about gaining or losing or something like that.
As long as she works it off, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, the one thing I wish they did more in this anime, but they do it at the start in the first various episodes, is they cite their stats.
Uh-huh.
And it was like what's her name? Not Hibiki, but
the rich friend?
Yeah, the rich friend.
Akimi.
Yeah, Akimi. She goes like I think it's like 50% of like women like can't stay on a diet or something like that or whatever, right?
Oh, and
on the
yeah.
bottom corner, it said like according to like this survey, the whatever survey they used for that information. I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I remember there was a part where they're talking about stretching and how something was like a relatively new study.
Yeah. Oh, it was static stretching. Whatever.
Yeah, static stretching was actually not good for you.
Yeah. And that's a really cool way. I always wondered what the arm circles did as a kid, like to warm up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I guess they're really good stretches for like your back.
Getting warmed up, get your blood pumping.
Real quick, when she was stretching, and I heard the tear. I swore she like tore something in her leg. I was like, oh no.
She's gonna be out.
Yeah. It's like, no,
I've ever seen what a muscle when it tears looks like.
Uh-huh.
It looks really painful.
Yeah, I've never really luckily I've never had that issue tear a muscle. Oh, I really like how they spotlight exercising without equipment.
Oh yeah.
And that's like in every episode if you watch all the way to the end where like they'll show you, all right, you can do this at home.
Yeah, one thing I really enjoyed is just like the way, different ways you could work out. Like, I really enjoyed the because I never thought of this like how creative you can get with working out. Like getting like a shopping bag and filling it up with stuff and using that to curl instead of a dumbbell.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like, hey, you don't got time, just put stuff in a bag and lift it.
Yeah, and even if you don't have a bag, I never heard of like using your other arm as like a way to restrain your working out arm.
And then
I was telling my wife about that, and I was like, I was blown away. I was like, what the heck? I did not think that could work.
Yeah, and then the one that was getting me was putting your hands together and like pushing.
Oh yeah, it's like it works out your chest.
Yeah, and I was like, When those happen, I did them, and like you can feel the tenseness in your chest too when you do it.
Yeah, and then the opposite pulling away works out your back.
Yeah, it's so
which is really cool. I know those ending scenes are really nice.
Yeah, I really love those ending scenes. They're really good,
and I also really like the general like the edutainment stuff. Right. I really enjoyed that aspect of this anime as well.
I really liked in the ending one, they're talking about, which is weird, they wait until the very last episode to talk about push-ups.
Yeah,
and
like the most basic thing.
Yeah, and then at the very end, I actually do really like how they're like, oh, if you're, like, how they encourage you. It's like, oh, if you gotta drop to your knees, then, you know, go ahead and drop to your knees. You gotta do the one that's right. Like, I love that part of it where it's like, you gotta do the, you gotta find the right workout for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, Hibiki can't do chin-ups, but you can do, she can do the incline pull-ups. Like,
mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. Like, they give you alternate workout methods. It's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Or my other favorite one is in the busy gym day. And they're like, oh, you can't use the machine? Well, do this exercise. It works the same muscles out.
Yeah.
And you don't got to use the machine.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's real cool. Or, like, practicing for hiking with books.
Oh,
it's
like, yeah.
It's a step up, but just, it's all, if you don't have anything to step up on, just, you can use a stack of books.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. Man, this anime is real neat of
the stuff it teaches. It's very creative. I wish I had a gym person to help me out with that.
God, kind that of stuff. That gym must be super expensive.
Oh yeah.
No. I was like, just seeing how many machines were in there, I was like, oh my god, that probably has to be like a $50 to $60 like a month gym, like mm-hmm. minimum.
Yeah, and there's a pool.
Did they ever go to their pool in there?
Yeah, they went to the pool. Remember the episode where they were they were like, oh, this girl must be like a cyclist because her legs are really...
I thought that was like the city defined. Pool. I didn't know that was their it? Pool. Yeah.
I thought it was the
whole thing. The whole thing was...
oh, and no, everybody at the city pool is all swole.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good point. I think the beginning pacing's real slow. Okay. To a point where like it's like kind of meandering at points.
Yeah, you mentioned this to me before.
Yeah, it was like real rough for the first half, but then like it really picks up. It does actually really pick up after Gina shows up.
Yeah, Gina Void.
I can't wait for characters. Like, she's so cool.
This anime has like a lot of like stereotypes. A lot of anime have a lot of stereotypes, but this one has a lot too. Got the fang tooth main character.
Do you
got a rich girl?
Do they get a pass? Well, because it's like moe tropes if you think about it. But do they get a pass with the Russian tropes if he pointed them out?
I would say so.
I really love it. She goes, I gotta represent Russia. I gotta be all these things. I really love. That's really good.
Yeah,
so the ice queen, the nationalist.
And the like the murderer.
Yeah, the cold eye. Oh god, so good. My as Comrade Poutine would say. I that was pretty funny. It was really good.
Yeah. He's all shirtless with a bear.
Yeah. Alright, Jay. Are you ready to move on to art and cinematography?
Yeah. Let's do it.
So the art in this anime is real funny. It reminds me of Hina Matsuri, actually.
Yeah.
How
I can see that.
How when they do their reaction faces, it like changes.
Yeah.
The art style.
Yes.
And it's like a different. There's a lot of different art styles too in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I really like the scary one, like that one that the teacher does.
That one's really good with her when she opens her eyes.
Oh yeah, and remember that one? There was that one scene where Akemi is like spewing out like a whole bunch of like gibberish. Like really fast. That part was actually kind of scary.
Where like she's just like blood coming out of her eyes when super like almost like a ring kind of character. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but everyone else, it's so I think everyone else is like really cutely designed, kind of generic.
Yeah. I put like the characters are a bit stylish. I like how they look.
Yeah, I really like that Ayaka is just Hinata from Danganronpa.
Oh yeah, Hina, just substitute boxing for swimming, and you have the other one.
I was really hoping to see her like, oh, let's go for a swim, or oh, let's eat some donuts.
All right. Oh, I love donuts.
I know, but she looks exactly like Hina. I mean, the only thing the difference between her and Hina is like Hina's like chest size.
Oh yeah.
But other than that, God, she's pretty cool. I do really like the super muscular guys in this anime too.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how I really feel
Machio's
about
great.
Them looking normal under normal clothes. It's so weird.
like at the Christmas party. That's what you're talking about, right?
Like, yeah, like they all just wearing normal clothes until they flex and rip out of their clothes.
Yep. What's your favorite design character?
Favorite design. It's a good question.
I think Hibiki looks pretty cute. I like her.
She has like the most varied outfits, I feel.
Yeah.
I do really like Ayaka, and I do like Gina's. Like, they're both really cool designed. But again, I just really like Ayaka just because she looks like Hina. Like a super...
I really love like silver hair girls. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's something about silver hair that I really like.
And I just... Oh, man. I can't ever... We gotta talk about it when we get there to characters. It's really good. I really love Gina. I mean, we can jump to characters now. I mean, do you have any cinematography?
I mean, not really. There isn't really much to talk about for cinematography.
A lot of the budget... a lot of the budget goes into like the workout segments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially like the lessons of the day, like a lot of it goes. One of my favorite ones is the hiking one.
Okay.
The hiking lesson, and it's with I have her name written down here. It's Yakusha. Yakusha is the teacher in the kimono.
Okay.
When she's giving the lesson about hiking, like it's in like a really classic Japanese style house. And then in the background, you can see, like, the days changing as she's explaining. And I thought that was really cute. That was a really cool design choice.
Yeah.
Other than that, like I said, most of it goes into, like, weird fan service moments.
I know, right? Like, there's always, like, after, like, one of Machio's lessons, like, it, like, shows you what the workout is targeting, what kind of muscles it's targeting. Right. And then you see the girls, like, naked. Doing like showing off like the area that they're working out.
Oh, I guess my other favorite. All right, so characters, Jay. I don't have any least favorite characters. I don't know about you.
Nah, I liked everybody.
Yeah, everyone's pretty okay.
Maybe not the talent scout. I mean, he's kind of whatever.
Yeah, but I'm not enough to single him out, I feel.
Yeah.
So underutilized, Jay. I have Nana, which is like Ayaka's sister.
Yeah, she's really cool.
I really wish we could have seen more of her gym than what is it called? No, it's not called Silver Link. Silver Link? Silver, what is it called?
The gym that they all go to?
Yeah,
Silverman.
Silverman. Like, I would have really liked if it was like a focus on like small gyms than the giant like conglomerate gym.
Mm-hmm.
Especially it'd be really cool because like it's a boxing gym.
Yeah.
Really nice. Like, I was getting real excited when the sister saw Hibiki, you know, destroy the punching bag. And yeah. She's like, oh, I got my new trainer. Like, that. I would watch that anime. It would be really cool.
Cute anime girl knows how to boxing. Punch hard.
Yeah, well, boxing with cute anime girls, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
After watching Megalobox last week.
That would have been great. That would have been a great combo.
Cute girls box.
Mm-hmm.
I also have the other two teachers. It's Rumika and Yakusha. Yeah, they're all really cute, and I wish there was more of the teachers in it.
Yeah.
Do you have any other ones?
Well, I think Ayaka's a little underutilized. I mean, she's not in the anime all the time because she's not at that. She doesn't go to Silverman Gym all the time.
Right.
She just goes there for her classes and... She wasn't really there in the beginning either. It was more about Hibiki and Akemi.
Right. There's that really good scene where the narrator is like, oh, I forgot to mention, Ayaka is training with her family. they said, like, don't at me. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I think the narrator might be one of the worst characters.
He might be, but I really thought it was funny. At moments he's like really funny, and other points he's like really bad. He's a mixed bag.
Yeah, he's one of the from Bakano. He's Dallas, I think. Genowad, the voice actor.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
he's a big voice actor.
Ian Sinclair.
Yeah,
yeah, he's that guy. The only other voice actor that I recognize is Leah Clark.
Yeah, there's only, I think I only recognize, like, two or three in here. Mm-hmm. Not too many big hitters, I feel.
Yeah. Well, this is a simulcast, right? So
yeah.
So that means like they just got like they just hired.
Could just hire just random, not random people, but new blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready to move to favorite characters? Yeah.
Yeah, Hibiki.
Yeah, she's really cute.
Yeah, I love Hibiki.
Yeah, her and Ayaka are like, I think almost all the girls are my favorite characters, but the rich girl.
Honestly, Akumi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Akumi's probably like the weakest out of the four.
Yeah, and then...
But she's all right.
Well, out of the five.
What's the... Oh, the teacher, yeah. The teacher,
yeah. I love the teacher. She's super cute.
Yeah, hell yeah. She's super adorable.
Yeah, and then real quick, Hibiki, I think she's... most people can relate to her of like wanting to lose weight, but you love food too much. You're like, oh, man. You just relapse.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens to everybody.
There's also, so I said, like, I have Ayaka on mine. I think she's, like I said, really cute.
Yeah, she has a nice six-pack.
I was going to say, her midriff, really good. Rocking.
Yeah.
Gina, she's, Leah Clark did a, it was not Leah Clark. It was,
no, that's Alexis Timpton.
Yeah, Alexis Timpton. I love her Russian accent. It's freaking great.
Yeah. She did a good job with that.
Whenever there's like an E word, like, cause it's supposed to mock like niet.
Yeah.
So it's like the new, like how she says it, N-E together.
Oh, yeah.
God, I always laughed. It's great.
So yeah, she says Russian words now and then.
Yeah, it's really good. I really liked her.
The teacher.
Tachibana. Really cute. I liked her.
Mm-hmm. And do you like Machio?
Oh, that's what I was looking at my notes and there was an autocorrect and it just says machine. I was like, oh, what was that? Yeah, and it was Machio. Yeah, Machio's cool.
Yeah, I really like him. I thought that was Todd Haberkorn, but it's not.
No, it's not. I can see how you can. He kind of sounds like Todd Haberkorn. I can see how you can make that mistake.
Yeah, but he explains everything really well, and I enjoyed him. I wish he was my personal trainer.
All right, Jay. You want to go least favorite moments or favorite moments first?
Do you have any least favorite moments?
I try to think of specific moments that went really slow. But they're just like the moments those in the beginning are like so forgettable.
Yeah.
God, like everything before the arm wrestling tournament, I felt was just like really slow.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. All the slow parts. I feel like the pool episode was kind of the first pool episode was kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
Was Gina at the beach episode where they couldn't swim?
I want to say. No. I want to say she's like probably like right either right before it or like right after.
Yeah, I think she's right before.
Yeah.
She was in the other beach episode.
Mm-hmm.
An anime with two beach episodes, Aaron?
It's too many. It's too many beach episodes.
I know.
They had to take out the Hot Springs episode.
Oh, yeah, they did. They took out the Test of Courage.
Exactly. all right, Jay, favorite moments. There's a lot of great ones. There's a lot. This anime, for what it's worth, made me legit like laugh out loud.
Yeah, you said that you had like two moments, right?
Really great moments that really got me. And one was the Mr. Universe like competition.
Okay.
And when Machio like flexes at the beginning, and like everyone's clothes rip off. I like the narrator's like it's like some say that they saw God that day, and then he flexes. Mm-hmm. He goes, "Oh, that's why." And like everyone's like clothes rips off, and even like Hibiki's like, "What happened to my clothes? Like, something's happening." I really like that. That was really cute. And then the thing that made me laugh the most was everybody like bending the knee. Tamachio.
Yeah, everybody bowing.
Yeah, I thought that was real funny. I really like the meta commentary of that part. Where like Hibiki's like, man, imagine watching that scene out of context.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, eh. like a cheap, weird cheap laugh. And then the other one is like the very next episode is when they go to it's not called Destiny World, but it's like the Disney World.
Oh yeah. Off.
It did make me laugh. It's not the part, but where the one mouse mascot is like, man, I'd like to take a bite out of that cheese. Like that one made me really laugh. And then, but the part that really got me was when the teacher is like, when Tachibana's like, oh, I'm just gonna act like a high schooler. He's like, luckily nobody I know will see me. And then the other teacher's there, the other single teacher's there, dressed as a high school student.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was like perfect. It's like one of those jokes that you knew something was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, it might be the 30-year-old with, like, with her kid or something. Or, like, somebody with, like, their like a little kid.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect it to be somebody, like, the teacher in a schoolgirl outfit as well. pretty, pretty funny.
Yeah.
Do you have any moments, Jay?
I mean, like I said before, all the edutainment segments, really, I really enjoyed all that stuff. Just how to do stuff properly and just learn. I just love learning, you know?
I really like how we got a taste of, like, the official rules to arm wrestling. I thought that was really cool.
Oh, too. Yeah. And, like, the difference between that and what is the other competition called? Like, sumo? Arm sumo?
Arm sumo, yeah. Which is essentially almost the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, all I really liked was like the, I mean, not it's not the only thing I liked, but the edutainment stuff is really cool. Like, I really, like, learned a lot from this anime, like the sauna stuff. Like, oh, yeah, I had no really idea cool. The sauna was, like, for blood circulation and stuff.
Right. And it's like, don't go in the sauna stinky because it makes you more stinky.
Mm-hmm. Like, take a shower before.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, neat info I did actually learn from this anime. I forgot there's another really cool fact I learned, but it's full of really cool factoids throughout the whole anime.
Yeah. Did you do any of the workouts, Aaron?
I did, actually. Whenever they would, there was one that was like easily doable. I just do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing the, what is it, planks?
Oh, planks. Yeah, I used to do work. We used to do a thing called plank time with our members. So like every day at 10 o'clock, everyone would just do planks for a minute.
How cool.
Yeah, and it is rough. It gets rough. Like, it doesn't look hard until
you actually do it. Yeah.
And then you feel it.
You definitely feel it in your core.
Exactly. All right, Jay, anything else you want to say before we end the wrap up?
This was a fun anime. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, Jay, accessibility. This is actually kind of low because of the fan service involved.
Yeah.
And it also depends on your tolerance. Maybe if you watch the sub, you'll be fine, but your tolerance on, like, cringe.
Yeah.
Because there is really bad writing.
I'd say if you can get through the first two episodes, it definitely grows on you. You just get used to it.
I would say it's bad. It's contemporary, I guess the word. Like, in a couple years from now, it's not going to hold up because of the script. And that's unfortunate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can watch the dub and sub on Funimation. What's next, Jay?
So it's accessibility, rewatchability.
You know what? To look at the different exercises?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd rewatch it the
whole
thing.
I feel like this anime would probably be the exercise segments would be a pretty cool, like, YouTube video.
I was going to say, if
it was, like, cut up or something.
Yeah, like a super cut of all the
workouts.
The workouts would be really cool. Yeah. Especially all the at-home workouts.
Yeah.
It'd be really nice. What's the thing you would change, Jay?
I don't know. Maybe more exercises?
So, I know this segment has changed over the 3 years we've done it, too.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to ask, what would you want to see in a second season?
Oh, yeah. A guy character.
Yes.
That wants to work out.
That'd be really cool. I want to see them get some romance. That'd be nice.
Yeah. The teacher especially.
I think. I feel... every time I imagine that, or I see an older single woman in anime, I always think of that Lucky Star scene, talking about the cake. Like, after the 25th, after 25, no one wants you anymore.
Like, yeah, I'll take you home.
I'll take you home. I want you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that scene in Lucky Star is so blatant, because it's like, yeah, they're talking about the cake, but then it's like the whole time it's just focusing on the teacher.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, that's so sad.
I know, right? Why is there like an age restriction to anything in Japan?
It's so weird. It is like a thing, like in Japanese culture, like once you turn 25, you're like, not you're used done. Goods, but it's like, you should have been expired. Married by now.
Your Best Buy date is past.
Exactly. That's why, like, in, like, a Gretzko, too, there's that big push for the mom to get
Gretzko
married. Because she's, like, 25, 26?
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, Jay, enough about a Gretzko.
There's another season coming.
Yes, soon.
Yeah, and I'm excited for that.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth, all Jay. Right.
Rating,
what do you give it?
I give this a flat recommend.
I give this a niche recommend.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just because you have to be okay. Anything that's ichi, I'll tend to...
Give a niche
recommend to. Because you have to pass that barrier first, and because that's not a normal barrier to get over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the big one. There's like, if you're okay with boobs and stuff in your face.
Yeah, and one of the characters moans when she works out.
Exactly. And then you see the steam and stuff coming from her. And they even make the point, it's like, why does it sound like sex noises? Oh, real quick, another line that was like hilarious to me before we... this up, it's like when Machio and the rich girl go into the tent, Gina's like, yo, are they gonna go bone down? I was like, yo, let's go.
Or no, I thought she said bang out.
Oh, bang out, there you go, bang out. Bang it out. It's pretty good. And even Hibiki's like, I never heard you use that one before. I learned your another really good one. It's like, oh, I learned your language from is that learning about your culture through Jackie Chan movies?
Yeah, an anime.
An anime, exactly. All right, Jay, now that our muscles are nice and buffed out.
Nice and toned.
Yeah.
We're ready for our rest day.
Are you ready for my cheat meal? There you go.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Even better.
Are you ready for what I have for us next week?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I really want to watch something different.
Yeah, so this is going to be different from the last 2 weeks we watched.
Okay.
Actually, it's probably like quite the opposite, I guess, which is really cool. This is an anime. It's a new 2020 anime, so I think it premiered in the spring or the winter season.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure I get the name correct here. It's an anime I'm pretty sure is going to be nominated for Anime of the Year, and might win at this point. I don't think it's going to be a tough race this year. And it's going to be Keep Your Hands Off Izuken? That's how you say it. Keep Your Hands Off Izuken.
Okay.
And it's about girls in their animation club. Not anime club, animation club.
Ah.
And it's really cool. 12 episodes.
Easy.
Yeah, you can catch it on, I'm pretty sure, on
Hulu.
Maybe the dubs. I think there's a dub, and I think it's on Hulu. But I know for sure you can catch it on Crunchyroll. Yeah.
Hold on. We haven't really done like a Crunchyroll anime in a long time.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just make sure. Yeah, it's licensed by Crunchyroll.
Okay, so it's probably only on Crunchyroll then.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. It's probably only on Crunchyroll, and they might have a dub because they've been doing dubs of their own works as of recently, and it's a pretty big anime, so we'll see. And oh, there's also a television drama and a live action film coming out.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Who knows if the coronavirus has delayed the Keep Your Hands Off Izeko-kun live action film. Action. But yeah, so check it out. Crunchyroll, 12 episodes.
All right.
Banger of an opening.
Okay. Is this like a comedy kind of show? Or?
I have the thing open right now, and the genre is comedy.
Okay, cool.
I can't wait for you to... I want to show you the opening right now, so as soon as we're done.
All right.
It's really good, and the animation's real unique, so very excited.
Okay. All right.
All right, and if you liked us, and you're very excited to see what we have in store for you next week, mm-hmm. Go ahead, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button.
Follow us on SoundCloud.
On iTunes, wherever you get your good podcasts from.
Yep.
Follow the Instagram. Jay, would you put up last week for Megalobox? Nothing. Not yet? Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, did you put up anything for One Piece?
No. I did a drawing, but I didn't like how it turned out, so I scrapped it.
It's fine. You don't gotta pressure yourself, put something up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, check it out. Jay puts art on there sometimes.
Yeah, every once in a while.
So, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's it, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we'll see you guys in the next podcast.
Everybody stay flexing.